Let's practice right now opening ourselves to change and living your life with greater grace and ease. So find a place where you can sit quietly for a few moments. Close the door, turn off your phone, and give yourself this time to connect to your true, unconditioned self. The source of all your ideas, inspiration, love, joy, and wisdom. Begin by sitting quietly with your eyes closed and take a few deep breaths. From this space of centered, restful awareness, think about a situation in your life that is changing in ways that are bringing up feelings of discomfort or stress. It could be anything from financial challenges to a relationship that is disconnecting. Notice the feelings that accompany your story and the sensations they provoke in your body. Often, when difficult emotions such as fear, anger, and guilt come up, our body automatically tries to resist the pain. We stiffen, we clench, we brace ourselves, or we try to push the feeling away as fast as we can. Anything that lets us avoid meeting what we fear most. Notice whether you are trying to push away that raw part of yourself, and with gentle compassion, observe what happens. As you go deeper into the meditation, imagine that instead of fighting your feelings, you relax into them. Take some more deep breaths. Relax your jaw. Unclench your teeth. Soften your eyes and let go of any tension. Invite the pain in, saying yes to the experience. Don't judge or censor any feeling. If there is shame or fear, let that emotion arise in a state of acceptance. Face that from which you would like to hide. Notice how your body responds as you make room for your shadow and allow it a voice. This sense of letting things be as they are without having to change or fix them marks the shift into an expansive awareness. Through surrendering into the moment exactly as it is, you can tap into a boundless source of love and freedom. Release the residue of thoughts and settle into the feeling of open awareness. Feel the spaciousness of your mind as sensations roll in and out like the ocean waves. Make it your intention to say yes to whatever life brings, letting each experience bring you closer to truth. How long have you been waiting for the right time, the right circumstances, the right person or people to give yourself permission to take a step forward? The elders Oraibi of the Arizona Hopi Nation are often attributed with this prophecy. You have been telling the people that this is the 11th hour. Now you must go back and tell the people that this is the hour. And there are things to be considered. Where are you living? What are you doing? What are your relationships? Are you in right relation? Where is your water? Know your garden. It is time to speak your truth. Create your community. Be good to each other, and do not look outside yourself for the leader. This could be a good time. There is a river flowing now very fast, It is so great and swift that there are those who will be afraid. They will try to hold on to the shore. They will feel they are being torn apart and they will suffer greatly. Know the river has its destination. The elders say we must let go of the shore. Push off into the middle of the river. Keep our eyes open and our heads above the water. See who is in there with you and celebrate. At this time in history, we are to take nothing personally, least of all ourselves. For the moment that we do, our spiritual growth and journey comes to a halt. The time of the lone wolf is over. Gather yourselves. Banish the word struggle from your attitude and your vocabulary. All that we do now must be done in a sacred manner and in celebration. We are the ones we've been waiting for.